stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. Some refugees who were in Greece this morning now find themselves at the Vatican. Pope Francis brought 12 Syrian refugees back to Rome after a quick visit to the Greek island of Lesbos. Vatican spokesman Federico Lombardi confirmed Saturday that the three Muslim families, including six children, will be housed at the Vatican.
There are three families coming from Syria, two from Damascus and one from the region where ISIS is. And there are 12 people altogether, six are minors. And the Pope demonstrates in this way that everyone has to engage himself in find solution or try to help the solution for this situation.
Lombardi said the Vatican will pay for all costs of those who were chosen to fly back with him to Rome. Before departing from Lesbos, Francis was joined by Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew and the Archbishop of Athens, Hieronymus II, in signing a declaration urging the international community to make the protection of migrant lives a priority and to extend temporary asylum to those in need. The three clerics led a minute of silence in front of hundreds of people at the Lesbos port of Mytilene before tossing floral wreaths into the sea in memory of those who perished while trying to reach Europe. Earlier, Pope Francis visited the Moria detention camp in Lesbos. Adults and children broke down in tears at the sprawling fence complex on the Aegean island, pleading for help after their journey to Europe was cut short by an EU decision to seal off a route used by a million people fleeing conflict since early 2015. This is VOA News. Earlier in the day, Pope Francis met U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. The two men had a brief morning exchange at a Vatican guest house where the Pope lives and where Sanders and his wife spent the night. Asked about the meeting later, Francis said the encounter was not planned and that he shook Sanders' hand to be polite. He said he was not meddling in American politics and that anyone who thought so should see a psychiatrist. Sanders, who was seeking the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, said he told the Pope he admired the pontiff's efforts to raise issues, including the need for morality in the global economy.
I told him that I was very appreciative of the incredible role that he is playing in this planet in discussing issues about the need for an economy based on morality, not on greed.
Later, Sanders said he thinks Francis is an extraordinary figure in modern world history. He said he admires the Pope for enlightening the world about the massive levels of income and wealth inequality and a culture which rewards greed and ignores people who are hurting. Sanders, who is Jewish, said he was honored to meet Pope Francis. Back-to-back deadly earthquakes on successive nights near the city of Kumamoto in southern Japan have toppled buildings and triggered landslides. Residents are on edge as strong aftershocks jolt the region. Officials were warning that rain expected Saturday night could cause more landslides. Some 200,000 homes were without electricity. Drinking water systems had also failed in the area. According to Japanese media, around 400,000 households were without running water. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said he'll talk with his commanders in the coming days to identify additional ways the U.S. can intensify the fight against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, including more airstrikes, cyber attacks, and American troops on the ground.
We're working to enable capable, motivated local forces on the ground, because after ISIL is defeated, somebody's got to keep them defeated. We've seen this movie before, and so we've got to make sure that there's a hold force afterwards. That's why working with the Iraqis and working with capable guys on the ground in Syria is so important, but they can't do it without us.
Carter said the United States wants to do more in the fight and is only limited by our own ingenuity and ideas. Carter expressed confidence that the White House will approve recommendations, saying nothing he has asked President Barack Obama for yet in the conflicts has been turned down. Carter spoke to reporters in Al Dhafra Air Base, that's near Abu Dhabi, an important launching point for military operations against the Islamic State group in the region. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
evening and welcome to Nightline Africa. We are coming to you live from the English service of the Voice of America. Thanks for joining us. I'm Peter Clote in Washington.
We have total unified operations against Boko Haram, which led to the total meeting and breaking the will.
The Nigerian military says it will not be deterred in the fight to rescue kidnapped civilians from Boko Haram.
L'équipe nationale de campagne de l'Alliance réitère son attachement au respect de la légalité républicaine.
He says they are committed to respecting Republican values and democratic principles.
Chadian opposition parties warn they will not accept a rigged election as citizens await the results of the presidential poll.
Zambians don't read the Economist Intelligence Unita report for a simple reason that they repeat what Zambians already know.
And the Zambian ruling party rejects a report predicting main opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema will win the August 11 presidential poll. Those stories and more coming up on Nightline Africa. The Nigerian military is continuing with the fight to combat terrorism and will not be deterred to rescue all civilians, including the kidnapped Chibok school girls abducted by Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Brigadier General Rabi Abubakar, the Director of Defense Information, said the Army has not given up effort to find the missing girls. He told me the military is focused on ensuring the country maintains its territorial integrity by defeating the radical Islamist group.
Operations on course. We have total unified operations against Boko Haram, which led to the total, dismantling and breaking their will, to wage any reasonable attack against the armed forces and other security agencies locations. And these are indications that they are weak, and they can only do that to show that just like a drowned man who is willing to catch anything to survive. That's how best I would describe it. So the issue of video or no video is not a concern, so to speak. What we are doing is that will not affect our operations, and that will not affect in any way our military and other agencies' efforts towards liberating whoever I was the terrorist, either Chibok girls or non-Chibok girls. Remember, we have a lot of persons and individuals who are with the terrorists in captivity.
Are you therefore saying that the army sees this as just propaganda by these terrorist group or Boko Haram?
You see what we are saying, we don't care about all these things. We are not dragging, they should not drag us into media war. You understand what concerns ourselves is how are we going to quell and finish the remnants of the Boko Haram? And that's all. And the issue of rescue, We are designing operational activities in such a way that targets this kind of thing. And it's not everything that we are planning that could be brought to the domain of public doors. So there are certain information which are exclusively for us. But however, we keep on feeding Nigerians and international community of all our efforts.
Now, Colonel Abubakar, you are aware that there's this Bring Back Our Girls movement that have attracted international attention. Critics of the army have been saying that the army has not particularly been effective in rooting out or destroying the machinations of the terrorist group, and as such, they are unsure if the army is up to the task to rescue these girls. What do you say to such criticisms?
You see, there have been a series of criticisms against us. Such criticisms emanated from the fact that we are making tremendous successes without those who are criticizing us being involved. Those who are not happy with the success we are getting is the same people who are coming out to blackmail us and say all sorts of things. But in reality, an average Nigerian and a French Nigerian know that we are really forging ahead and we are closing up with these people, and that's why they can't have the power now to have freedom of movement, freedom of actions, and not abuse. So these are some of the indicators that they are completely wiped out, and also so many of them have surrendered to the armed forces and armed security agencies. We have over 800 Boko Haram members who surrendered willingly, and these are some of the things which the remnants are not happy with. And they are doing all sorts of things to tell the international community and domestic audiences that they are still alive, whereas they are not. In any way, they are not, because there is no treaty that they are holding now, apart from the Zambia Accord. Even that one, we have entered into it, and I believe it's just a matter of moments that we will do away with it.
What do you say about media reports that the army appears to have opened a back channel to negotiate with the leadership of the Boko Haram terrorists? What do you make of such reports in Nigeria?
This is about the blackmail, which some organizations or groups are bending to say against the members of the military, Nigerian military, and its allies. All these things are not true, and are those are dreams of those who are saying it. The Nigerian armed forces are extremely strong enough to crush not only the Boko Haram, as we are very much aware. We have done it elsewhere, and we will do it in this country. And I believe we have all the capacity to do that. All these things are insinuations which have no, in any way, hold waters. You know, and some people are doing it. And those who are being sponsored and doing this kind of thing, we are the same group who benefited in the previous arrangement. So whatever they say, one can easily understand why they are saying what they are saying, but the reality on the ground is not in any way true. And we cannot, our duty will remain exclusively to crush any known and perceived aggressors against this country. And we keep on doing that. And we eliminate whoever is posing that threat to us, whether internally or externally.
Brigadier General Rabi Abubakar is the Director of Defense Information. He spoke with me from the Nigerian capital, Abuja. Official results have yet to be released from Chad's April 10 presidential election, but opposition candidates say their vote count indicates the country is headed to a runoff and they will not accept any other results. It is the latest sign of tension as long-term President Idris Deby seeks a fifth term in office. For VOA, Moki Edwin Kenzeka reports from the Chadian capital in N'Djamena.
Mahamat Amat Alabo, president of the Opposition Party for Liberty and Development, PLD, and spokesperson of opposition presidential candidates, says the political opposition is poised for a runoff after results sheets from their representatives in all polling stations indicated no candidate had won an absolute majority in the first round of polling Sunday.
En nous fondant sur les procès-verbaux transmis par nos délégués, il apparaît que...
He says they are surprised that although no candidate won the first round of the presidential election, incumbent President Idris Deby is already asking them to accept results being prepared by the country's electoral commission to declare him as winner for the sake of peace. He says they will never accept such an abuse of democracy and are therefore calling for the second round of the polls to be organized, according to Chad's constitution. Mahamat did not give details of the account. Chad's electoral commission has 2 weeks from the day of the election to proclaim results. Mahamat Zenbada, Deby's campaign manager, says all candidates should be ready to respect the verdict of the ballot.
L'équipe nationale de campagne de l'Alliance. He réitère son attachement au respect de la légalité républicaine.
He says they are committed to respecting Republican values and democratic principles, and that he is inviting other candidates and their political parties to maintain the peace and serenity that has characterized the election so far. Dion Kunda Traore, former president of Mali and head of the African Union Observer Mission, acknowledged irregularities marred the election, but said it was peaceful and fair. Deby and his ruling party, the Patriotic Salvation Movement, came to power after ousting President Hissène Habré in a 1990 coup. Deby, an ex-army commander, has since then resoundingly won the first round in presidential elections, except the first multi-party election in 1996. Deby changed the constitution in 2004, eliminating his two-term limit on presidential tenure. 13 candidates, including Deby, competed in this year's election. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, N'Djamena.
The Zambian Ruling Patriotic Front Party, or PF, has dismissed a political report by the Economic Intelligence Unit. The report predicts that main opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development, or UPND, will win the August 11 presidential election. Frank Bwalya, deputy spokesman for the PF party, told me Zambians are solidly behind the government after rejecting the electoral prediction as not a true reflection of issues on the ground.
First and foremost, I must say that Zambians don't read the Economist Intelligence Unit reports for a simple reason, that they repeat what Zambians already know through their own local economists and other social commentators. So that unit never comes up with anything new. They may sound interesting to read by people who are outside the borders of Zambia and those who are not following media outlets, including VOA and others.
I know the PF has always dismissed suggestions that former prominent member and Vice President Guy Scott's decision to endorse Hakainde Hichilema, the Economic Intelligence Unit is saying that that could give a significant boost to the opposition leader to pose a significant threat, if not to defeat President Lungu. What is your response to that?
Zambians no longer look at white people as more superior to black Zambians. They don't look at them as such. So many people who are saying Mr. Hakainde Hichilema is going to win because a white man in the name of Guy Scott has endorsed him are thinking from that perspective. Dr. Guy Scott has never been a politician who is self-made. His popularity in the country was as a result of sitting at the feet of one of the most intelligent, shrewd, and accomplished politicians in our country, in the name of late Michael Chilufya-Sata, may his soul rest in peace. Now that he has betrayed the vision, the legacy of his friend, Zambians have no respect for this man.
There have been recent announcements of defections from the ruling PF party or governing party to the UPND party. Any concerns that that could weaken the PF ahead of the August 11 general election?
The UPND have become experts in misleading the international community. The country misleads Zambians because Zambians know what is happening. When you ask them to give a list of PF members that have defected to their party, they may come up with a list of 50, 100, 200, but the truth of the matter, in terms of what is on the ground, those are not the numbers. Of course, you can talk about former Lusaka province minister, Mr. Mwari Teta, who does not have a grade 12 school certificate and blames PF for introducing a law that would bar those without a grade 12 full certificate to stand as members of parliament and councillors. Is the one we admit as defected to UPND because he was a bona fide member of PF.
Don't you think that the latest prediction by the Economic Intelligence Unit will give the UPND momentum ahead of the election?
It will not give them momentum because momentum does not come because somebody says you are going to win. In politics, momentum comes because you are gaining more numbers, you are becoming more appealing to the public, the voter. That's how momentum comes. But this time around, they are doing something very dangerous in this country. They have consistently said they are going to beat PF in the first round. by more than 50% plus one, while saying that PF will rig elections. And I challenged them yesterday. I was on Radio Christian Voice. I challenged them. How do you say PF is going to rig elections, but we are going to beat them? Because they want to psych the people that PF will rig the elections and therefore discredit the electoral process so that people can be psyched to come and reject the outcome of the elections in August. Then there can be chaos. Then they can try to create a situation where President Lungu, who is God-fearing, who loves peace, they think that they can arm twist him to say Mr. Hakainde Hichilema should be brought in to form a government of national unity where he would become vice president so that he can have the hope of becoming president in 2021. And you, the international media outlets who are more objective, should follow this story. This story of UPND and many opposition political parties in Zambia constantly accusing the PF of rigging elections.
Frank Bwalya is the deputy spokesman for the Zambian Ruling Patriotic Front, or PF Party. He spoke with me from the capital, Lusaka. In South Sudan, rebel leader Dr. Riek Machar is due to return to the capital Monday to assume the vice presidency of a new transitional government. His arrival will be a key step toward implementing the August 2015 peace deal. For VOA, Jason Patkinton reports from the South Sudanese capital, Juba, that people are hopeful an end to the conflict may be in sight.
No one is more excited for Riek Machar's arrival than those living in a United Nations camp on the edge of Juba. 30,000 ethnic Nuer citizens live here because they fear government troops controlling the city. The government stands accused of massacring Nuer civilians at the start of the civil war. The 2.5-year war began as a political feud but has split South Sudan along ethnic lines. Rebel leader Machar is a Nuer, while President Salva Kiir is Dinka. Sunday William, a secondary student in the UN camp, said she will dance when Machar returns.
For me, I'm very happy for Dr. Machar to come to Juba, for sure. Even as we are suffering a lot here, we wish to go outside.
Yet William and others said they won't go home just yet. Camp leader Thaud Maye said there must be accountability for crimes committed during the war. The conflict has killed tens of thousands of people, many of them civilians. Both sides are accused of abuses.
We want justice to take place first. After that, we will know that we will, the people law, the criminal that kill people, all the perpetrators are bringing to the book.
Outside the camp in Juba's Konyo Konyo market, hairdresser Marie Sanyu said she too will dance in the streets to celebrate Machar's return. Sanyu said she hopes peace will improve South Sudan's crumbling economy. During the war, food prices have skyrocketed while the South Sudan pound has fallen against the dollar.
We need him to come because now things are so expensive. I think he will do something good for the price of everything.
Still, Machar's return could spark more violence. There are both government and rebel troops stationed in Juba, and the two sides have traded accusations of disrupting the peace process. Fighting continues in at least one part of the country. Elijah Bull, a master's student, said many of his friends have left Juba.
Some people are saying that if Machar comes, there'll be war in Juba, and many people have evacuated Juba. They have gone.
But Bull said he's staying put. The time of war has gone, he said. Now it is peacetime. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Juba.
African migrants have opted to cross the central Mediterranean to Italy in efforts to reach Europe this week. According to International Organization for Migration, or IOM, several hundreds were reportedly rescued at sea from voyages leaving Egypt. Over 24,000 migrants have been rescued in the Channel of Sicily this year, while an estimated 352 are missing. For the latest on the plight of these African migrants, my colleague Douglas Impuga reached VOA reporter Antonella Sferesa in Palermo, the capital of the Italian island of Sicily.
In the two last days, over 2,000 migrants have been rescued from many fishing boats found adrift in the Mediterranean Sea. As far as we know, there were at least two casualties, but the truth is that nobody knows how many people drowned in the Mediterranean during the travel. Anyway, all the survivors were taken to Sicily, and as expected, the numbers of migrants crossing the Mediterranean is going up sharply as a result of a good weather condition and of the closing of the Balkan routes. Statistics for the first 3 months of this year show that more than 20,000 migrants have been rescued from smugglers' boats in distress in the waters between Libya and Sicily. Last year, they were 13,000. The analysts actually say that the worst has yet to come.
So, Antonella, who are these people arriving in Italy? Are they all from Africa?
In the past year, the largest group of migrants arriving in Italy were Syrians, while last year this flow has decreased since Syrians preferred the Greek route into Europe. The majority of people arriving in Italy are people fleeing Gambia, Nigeria, Senegal, Mali, Ivory Coast, Guinea, Morocco, Somalia, Eritrea, and Ethiopia. So as I said, with the summer approaching and with the closing of the Balkan routes, Syrians, together with other nationalities people, will once again have to gain entry through Italy.
Then what happens when the lucky ones, the lucky migrants arrive in Italy? How are they? What happens to them?
When they arrive, once picked up, the migrants are ferried to the hotspot processing centres. We have six hotspot centres in Italy. Five of these are in Sicily, but only three are operating. And this is the new approach, the new European approach system. So what is an hotspot? The idea is to create areas of disembarkation where migrants are screened, identified, and fingerprinted. Those claiming asylum immediately are channeled into an asylum procedure and hosted in a reception center in Italy, while those who are not considered in need of protection are returned to the countries of origins. And this is the problem, because several human rights associations have been denouncing the hasty method used to separate real asylum seekers from those who are just economic migrants. We have to imagine that one of the main tools used in the Italian hotspot is a questionnaire. It's a very short questionnaire, and many people do not understand why they are completing the questionnaire. For example, in the questionnaire provides a number of tick boxes. We know of many refugees who select work because they want to show the willingness to integrate economically. But for this reason, they are denied the right of asylum. At the end of the day, everybody knows what the main criteria used to distinguish real asylum seekers from the economic migrants is only the country of the origin. Mm-hmm. Those who come from countries considered safe are automatically classified as economic migrants and receive a document notifying their rejection. The problem is that there is not such a thing as an official list of safe countries. Nonetheless, if you are from places such as Eritrea, Nigeria, Sudan, or Gambia, your chances of being rejected are extremely high. And these people find themselves in Italy with no money, with no documents. They don't even know how to go back in their countries. So actually this system has been considered quite discriminatory, and an increasing clandestinity. Migrants are hiding their identity and living in Europe by their wits.
That was VOA reporter Antonella Sferraza. She spoke with my colleague Douglas Impuga from Palermo, Sicily.
You are listening to Nightline Africa on the English service of The Voice of America. I'm your host, Peter Clote, in Washington. And coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa, the Saturday music spot from our collection of music from the continent. And right now it's time for music from our African collection. Enjoy what we have for you today. Everything for you I go do, my mama, eh. Your love I no go forget you, mama, eh. Now you fast, now you wash, oh, my infant head, oh. When I sleep, oh, for cradle bed, oh. Everything for you I go do, mama, eh. Everything for you I go do.
Baby sweet, baby nice, baby too little. Yomo Bosati, Madaro Buyaroni, Otimo Kode Wapa, O Afema Kupa Semi, Kotuo, Baby Koya Wotuo, Koya Wotuo, Oma Demi, Baby Koya Wotuo,
Baba Fojuo, come my love for you.
I
me, look at me. Tell me what do you see? Baba God, they bless me. You suppose like what you see? But then enemies, they made. Tell me why they made. I feel like food, no one told me. Tell me why they made fun of me. Jealousy, jealousy. Solo my kind of abosy. I know my make you see. As Baba God, they bless we.
My bank account done, turn the rubber. All the fine girls, turn the wrong come. They know they waste time to shake the bum bum. Ricky Fresco, Ricky Tom Tom. Fatty bum bum, money don't come. I don't drop up, no they best for me. I see, serve them round two. Money they worry me, so I they worry them.
Baby, let them, they plenty for time. Hey, they plenty for time. Hey, baby, they plenty for time. Hey,
another stars them they feel my demo. Look at them, them I look me him. Now the prince of FBZ. No be rice, no be beans. Make you no mind anything them talk. Make you no mind anything they yeah. No go talk anything they yeah. But now you get your life up.
The more you look, the less you see. No forgot that as you are looking at me. You they do your face like winchy winchy.
Now you won't follow me, cause I'm on
see. I don't see me so,
and they shine, shine.
My baby self, she they shine, shine.
Money day for my hand, I go borrow you. I pay them, for ground, no go
follow. Everybody come close, oh. Sadewa, so man, I feel like bow, cause you wish me well, oh, well, oh. You must follow me, chok. From Ninja to Yankee, overland, overseas. Open doors at the sea. Where is the master key?
Deja, all the man them. When I hear me, all the girl them. When I hear me, call Alacha. Where Alachi, better don't rest. Plenty achi. Plenty money or plenty. Look looking at me or plenty. Now we get the money or plenty. I got to go my pocket, no go empty. Make the fire burn on the enemy. Make the fire burn on the enemy. Look look to them just to follow me. Look to them just to follow me. Cause I you in the gala I chop. In the gala I chop. Nani Jehovah Bunyamu. Nani Jehovah Bunyamu. Everywhere I'm going, people they be scoping. Everywhere I'm sitting, people they be talking. Baby, see what I'm chopping. See the way she's looking, see the way she's dancing. That must be why, yeah.
Plenty for ya.
Minaji, that's the life she did fight to karate. Yeah, I'm watching a Bugatti.
Ferrari. You don't get any choice but to marry. Hey, I'm gonna give you the khaki. Hey, you be calling me daddy. Come on to Tampa. Je m'appelle Wendy Cook. Je vais danser avec toi. Faut danser avec moi. Yeah,
I say you like Lukumba. Oh yeah, that's I'm like a willow Lukumba. I know say you like Lukumba. Oh yeah, that's I'm like a willow Lukumba. Hey, love, cause she got me falling in love. Oh, yeah. Cause she got me falling in love, yeah, in love. Cause she got me falling in love, yeah. On your whistle, turn your whistle. Baby, hello, yeah. Duty banana, yeah. CC Echo, yeah. Ibini Joa, yeah. Idi Antoy, yeah. Baby, come over, yeah. Don't you worry, yo, Ibi Loa, yeah. Yeah. She rockin' Versace, yeah. You eatin' Nicki Minaj, dancing like she did fight karate, yeah. Na Bugatti, hey, I go buy you Ferrari. You don't get any choice but to marry. Hey, I go give you the khaki. Hey, you be calling me daddy. Khadija, señorita, hey, bonita, hey, mamacita, hey, Aisha, hey, señorita, hey, Aisha, hey, bossita. Karate, eh, hey, I'm holding a Bugatti, eh, hey, I go buy you Ferrari, you don't get any choice but to marry, eh, hey, I go give you the khaki, eh, hey, you be calling me daddy.
Drop, 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 bam, long ass, drop, 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 bam, Ricardo Nani, drop, it's the jazzy again, drop, 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 bam, been around the world, I've never seen no one like you, baby boo, you turning me on. No more you drive for this your body. Baby, why your body for me? Love you what you do, baby girl. I wanna please you. The only thing waiting for my mind. Now it can clean you up for body.
Clean you up for body.
Will you make me want to spend my money?
I know you wait to spend my money.
Oh yeah, baby, make you rock and roll.
Oh yeah, baby, make you rock and roll.
Oh yeah. Make you shake amo.
Oh yeah, auntie, make you shake amo.
See bedu, make you roll amo.
See bedu, make you roll amo.
See money, make you drop amo.
See money, make you drop amo.
Oh yeah, baby, make you rock amo.
Oh yeah, baby, make you rock amo.
Oh yeah, auntie, make you shake amo.
Oh yeah, auntie, make you shake amo.
See bedu, make you roll amo.
See bedu, make you roll amo.
See money, make you drop amo.
Fantastic,
I can fight for you like Jackie Chan. You know you look my motto. If you shake it for me, you can have it. Oh, Jehovah, see your back be like Bugatti. I got it, Kudi. Come fudge you with a large.
When you follow your body, when you hear the pedal for party. When you call you your daddy, call you your mommy, make everybody feel too jolly. You got to study. If you're feeling the beat, make you ready. Yeah, the baby, give the baby. Show the baby, say you savvy.
Around the world, I've never seen no one like you. Baby, boo, you turning me on. No more, you drive for this your body.
Drive for this your body.
Yeah, baby, why your body for me?
Yeah, why your body for
me? Love you what you do, baby girl. I wanna please you. The only thing waiting for my mind. Now it can clean you up for body.
Clean you up for body.
Will it make me want to spend my money? What's up, madam? Let me blow you away like Saddam, madam. You be posh, madam. I know mine today waste all my cash, madam, madam. Take my Swiss account. Now your name, they my will, madam, madam. You the boss, madam. Assalamu alaikum, salam.
When you follow your body, when you hear the pedal for party. When you call you your daddy, call you your mommy, make everybody feel too jolly. You got to study. If you're feeling the beat, make you ready. Yeah, the baby, give the baby. Show the baby, say you savvy. Oh, yeah, baby, make you rock and roll. Oh, yeah, baby, make you rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, auntie, make you shake and roll.
Oh, yeah, auntie, make you shake and roll.
See, bedu, make you roll and roll.
See, bedu, make you roll and roll.
See, money, make you drop and roll.
See, money.
drop a mo.
Understand the formula. Do you understand the formula?
Adobe.
Do you understand the formula? The formula. Formula.
Adobe.
Do you understand the formula? Do you understand the formula?
Adobe.
Do you understand the formula? The formula.
That was music from the continent. We hope you enjoyed it. Nightline Africa comes to you on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC from the English service of the Voice of America. And from the rest of the Nightline team, managing editor Shaka Sali, reporter Douglas Mbuga, producer Odette Frazier, and engineer for today, Xiaogang Chang. We say a big thank you for joining us tonight. And remember, as the elders say, other people's wisdom prevents the king from being called a fool. I'm your host, Peter Clote, in Washington. Good evening, Africa.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
8 months ago, the leaders of South Sudan's two main warring parties, President Salva Kiir and Riek Machar, signed a peace agreement to end the conflict that for 20 months had devastated the young nation. Since then, progress on implementing the agreement has been far too slow, marked by delays and obstruction from both sides. South Sudan's conflict is nearly half as old as the country itself having erupted in December 2013 during a power struggle between President Kiir and Machar, his former vice president. Fighting reopened ethnic fault lines between Kiir's Dinka and Machar's newer ethnic groups. Unknown thousands of people have been killed and more than 2.2 million driven from their homes, with many fleeing to neighboring states. The United States condemned recent actions by both sides in the Wau area. The actions by government troops were in clear violation of the permanent ceasefire provisions, which apply nationwide and were agreed to by all signatories of the peace agreement. Additionally, credible reports that the opposition and associated armed actors recently attacked government forces and civilians in the same area also represent a violation of the ceasefire. The United States condemns all such actions. Moreover, the United States has urged all parties to resolve disputes through dialogue. Disputes related to ceasefire implementation and cantonment should be referred to the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission and other relevant mechanisms outlined in the Agreement on the Resolution of the Conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. There is no military solution to the conflict in South Sudan. All parties must fulfill their commitments to implement the provisions of the peace agreement in full. This is the only way to heal the country, repair its ailing economy, and give the people of South Sudan the peace and stability they deserve.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.